1 Peter chapter 4. Since the Anointed One suffered while in the body, prepare yourselves also with the same mindset, for he who is suffering in the flesh is made to desist from sin, so that you no longer should live the rest of your time in this body, following human lusts, but doing the will of God. For we already wasted enough time in our past life practicing the base desires of the Gentiles, involving ourselves in unrestrained sexual activities, carnal cravings, drunkenness, orgies, drunken feasts, and worshipping idols, which violates God's law. Now they are surprised that you don't run together with them in the same outpouring of carnality, and therefore speak evil of you. These will have to give an answer to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. For this purpose the good news message was even proclaimed to the dead, so that, on the one hand, they might be judged as men concerning their carnal nature, but, on the other hand, have the life which comes down from God in their spirits. But the end of all things is approaching. Therefore, exercise self-control and be diligent in prayer. Above all things, be fervent in your love among yourselves, for love covers a great number of sins. Show hospitality to each other without grumbling. As each one has received a gift from God, use it to serve the others as good stewards of the many-faceted grace of God. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracle of God. If anyone serves, it should be with the ability which God gives, so that God would be glorified in everything through Jesus the Anointed One, whose is the glory and the dominion for the ages of the ages. Amen. Beloved, don't consider it strange that a burning fire has come to test you as though something abnormal was happening to you. But to the extent that you are participating in the Anointed One's sufferings, be glad so that when His glory is revealed, you also may rejoice with joyful exultation, since you will be glorified with Him. If others speak badly about you for the name of the Anointed One, you are blessed because the glory of God and the Spirit of God rest upon you. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or a thief, or a criminal, or as a meddler in other people's affairs. But if anyone suffers as a Christian, he shouldn't be ashamed. But let him praise God for having a part in the Anointed One's sufferings. For the time is come for judgment to begin in the house of God. And if it begins first with us, what will be the end of those who are disobeying the good news message of God? And if the righteous are being saved with great difficulty, where will the ungodly and sinner end up? Therefore, let those who suffer according to the will of God also entrust their souls to a faithful Creator by doing what is right. This is the end of 1 Peter chapter 4. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.